folks can access our services really in any manner. The majority of our cases are referred by the court, the family court, or the police court, small claims court, and magistrates throughout the counties. Other types of referrals come from individuals who require services, request services, schools, probation, Department of Social Services, any situation that requires a resolution, whether it is a resolution that is part of a judicial type of dispute, or whether it is a family issue where folks are trying to work out family dispute agreements, you know, custody disputes, or even how they're going to engage with each other, you know, rules of engagement. So there's a variety of ways that we're accessed.
So it appears the goal may be to lessen the dockets in some of the courts and keep some cases out of there that may not need to go to court.
You know, that was the original goal. It is always the overarching goal of the dispute resolution centers. But as we've evolved, the goals are much more subtle, where our goal is to provide peaceful resolution within communities. So it's not just reducing a docket. It is how to create safe and harmonious communities within society, because it's sort of a trickle-down effect. We also do lots of work with schools, and we do peer mediation training, anti-bullying, peace circles, which is a restorative justice approach to managing criminal behaviors among youth and adults. So it's just to try to help folks communicate with each other so they understand each other and figure out how they're going to manage conflict.
Is the goal at the end of everything to have a written agreement signed by both parties to have this this dispute settled once and for all?
Yes and no. There are a couple of schools of thought. There is a traditional approach to dispute resolution, which is a facilitative approach where you try to help folks come to some kind of an agreement, but on a subtler level, the question is, what is the agreement? Is it something that is written down on paper? How binding is it? So yes, the agreement can be just a meeting of minds, an understanding of each other. I would say that most of our goals at Common Ground is to help facilitate some type of written agreement, especially if these are folks who have come to work out their differences through a judicial referral. The judges like to see things that are very clear, concise. You know, John agrees to do this, and Mary agrees to do that, and they agree that this is how they're going to, you know, resolve their dispute, et cetera. So yes, in some ways, yes, the goal is to come away with a written agreement, but the impact is far more reaching than that.
So you get a recommendation from a court, for instance, a child custody case, and you try to work it out. And if it doesn't, does it go back to the court? Is that what happens?
Yes. We don't try to work it out. The parties sit down with a neutral known as a mediator, and the mediators are all trained and certified under very, very strict guidelines, which are set forth by the Office of Alternative Dispute Resolution, which is part of the court system. So what happens is a judge has a couple that are trying to determine whether, you know, how they're going to resolve custody. And yes, we do get those referrals, and we do get them to come together and come to an agreement. And if they fail to come to an agreement, then it is returned to the court.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the mediators? What sort of training do they go through?
Oh, yeah. They are the backbone of the organizations. They are volunteers. We have a very small staff. There are just two full-time people, myself and my mediator coordinator and youth trainer. And all of the volunteers are trained to take a minimum 35-hour basic training, and then there's a period of internship that they must go through in order to become certified. and the internship involves observations and co-mediations and then finally certification. In order to mediate family disputes, they have to take another minimum 15 hours of family court training over and above the 35 hours. And then they need to maintain their certification by taking a minimum of 6 hours of in services and mediating a minimum of 2 or 3 mediations a year.